Wenn Sie ein SaaS-Unternehmen aufbauen, kann die Erreichung von ISO oder SOC 2-Konformität und weiteren Sicherheitsstandards erheblichen Wachstum für Ihr Unternehmen ermöglichen, sowie das Vertrauen der Kunden stärken. Der Prozess dahin ist allerdings oft zeitaufwendig und kostspielig. Wanta automatisiert die damit verbundene Arbeit, hilft Ihnen dabei, schnell auditbereit zu sein und spart Ihnen 85% der damit verbundenen Kosten. Wanta wächst mit Ihrem Unternehmen, hilft Ihnen dabei, Ihre Compliance kontinuierlich zu überwachen, vereinheitlicht Ihr Risikomanagement und vereinfacht Security Reviews. Schließen Sie sich 7000 globalen Unternehmen wie Atlassian, Flowhealth und Quora an, die Wanta nutzen, um Vertrauen aufzubauen und Sicherheit in Echtzeit nachzuweisen. Laden Sie sich die kostenlose ISO-Compliance-Checkliste auf wanta.com/audio herunter, um mehr zu erfahren. vanta.com/audio für Ihre kostenlose Compliance-Checkliste.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Michigan woman takes her granddaughter to a meeting at McMonagall Elementary School. But before they get to the meeting, the grandma spots a little girl with whom her granddaughter's not getting along. The grandma and the granddaughter follow this little girl into a bathroom, and grandma holds the girl down while the granddaughter punches her.
Nancy, it's unclear if the behavioral meeting scheduled involved the conflict between the little girls that fought, the school commenting that no other students were hurt. McMonagall Elementary School spokesperson Jamal Bransford says administrators are looking into how the grandmother bypassed security protocols that should have kept her in the front office of the building.
The grandma, who has not been identified, now charged with assault on a minor, and she's been taken to the county jail. Just past midnight, Florida sheriffs patrol the sky in a helicopter. Suddenly, the pilot is blinded by an intense green light. What? It's a 13-year-old boy pointing a laser at the helicopter. Sheriffs up in the air ask the deputies on the ground to find the boy, who says he intentionally aimed the laser at the helicopter because he was, quote, bored. He adds he, quote, didn't know it was a police helicopter. The boy now charged with misuse of a laser. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in New York State as an extensive search of a Long Island forest has been conducted by investigators looking into the Gilgo Beach murders. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online now with what our friends with the Associated Press have learned from a law enforcement official.
After years of dead ends, the case has fueled speculation across the country. Prosecutors accused a New York architect of murdering four of the 11 women whose bodies were discovered buried by a secluded beach road in 2010 and 2011. Now, a law enforcement official says dozens of police officers and canine units began scouring through the woods of Manorville, New York. The official spoke to the Associated Press anonymously because the person was not permitted to publicly discuss any elements of the investigation. The only statement made by the district attorney's office in Suffolk County, where Rex Huerman is being prosecuted, was that the search was part of an ongoing probe. Prosecutors said in a statement that, quote, the Suffolk County Police Department, the New York Police Department, and the New York State Police are working with the District Attorney's Office on an ongoing investigation. We do not comment on investigative steps while they are underway. Since Huerman's arrest, investigators have maintained that the investigation is far from finished. It was stated that Huerman, who resided in Massapequa Park on the other side of the bar from the locations of the bodies, was most likely not responsible for all the killings. Some of the victims' disappearances date back to the mid-1990s.
Huerman has entered a not guilty plea. His attorney says that Huerman has denied committing any of the murders. Overseas now, as a United Nations human rights investigator is being asked to step in by the lawyers of an American allegedly imprisoned by the Taliban for almost 2 years, citing what they describe as brutal and inhumane treatment. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
It was after returning to Afghanistan, where he and his family had been living when the U.S.-backed government there collapsed the year before, Ryan Corbett was kidnapped on August 10, 2022. He arrived with a valid 1-year visa in order to train and pay employees for a business he was leading that sought to support Afghanistan's private sector through loan and consulting services. Since he was captured, Corbett has been moved between jails, but according to his attorneys, no one has seen him since December, save for the inmates with whom he was housed. Lawyers for Corbett are claiming in a petition submitted in recent days that their client has been denied access to medical care, is malnourished, and has been threatened with bodily harm. The attorneys also say that Corbett's physical and mental health have seriously declined and that he has been kept in solitary confinement, including in a basement cell with little access to natural light or exercise. Since his arrest, Corbett has had 5 phone conversations with his family, including one last month. His family's accusations of his torture are based on stories from recently freed convicts who were with him and from his openly discouraged tone in conversations. His family has not been allowed to see him. His only visits have been 2 check-ins from a third-party government.
After making his initial trip to Afghanistan in 2006, Corbett, a resident of Dansville, New York, moved there with his family in 2010 to oversee a number of non-governmental groups.
Thanks, John. Charlotte Trigo goes out for dinner with her mom, gushing about a date she's got afterward. Charlotte calls her mom once she gets home, explaining the date was disappointing, but says she's looking forward to future plans. After that phone call, Charlotte gets into a heated argument with her roommate and leaves their Chillicothe, Ohio home on foot. She never comes home. In the same year Charlotte disappears, 6 other women reported missing from Chillicothe, many of whom were socially connected to the same group. 3 of the women found dead in suspicious manners. Authorities believe Charlotte's disappearance could be connected to those of Megan Lancaster, Holly Logan, and Jamie Bowen. If you have info on Charlotte Trigo, now missing 10 years, call Chillicothe, Ohio PD, 740-773-1191. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Wer die Finanzen eines Unternehmens managt, ist oft beschäftigt. Sehr beschäftigt. Sehr, sehr, sehr beschäftigt. Konto ist das All-in-One-Geschäftskonto, um Ihr Unternehmen zu managen. Egal, ob Sie selbstständig sind oder die Finanzabteilung eines mittleren Unternehmens leiten. Mit Konto erledigen Sie alles in einer App. Geschäftskonto schnell eröffnet? Erledigt. Ausgabenmanagement? Erledigt. Buchhaltung und Reporting? Erledigt. Konto, das Geschäftskonto, das zu Ihnen passt.